U.S. retaliation against Russia's cyber attack, the Obama administration naming names and kicking 35 Russian operatives out of the U.S.
The sanctions today were aggressive and they were bold, and they're designed to send a message to Russia that this type of behavior is unacceptable.
President Obama is still on vacation in Hawaii, but he gave the green light to punish Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin, for trying to interfere in the 2016 U.S. election. The administration slapped economic sanctions against several Russian intelligence services, top military officers, and companies accused of providing support. The State Department is also shutting down two Russian intelligence compounds in Maryland and New York. The Kremlin continues to deny involvement, saying if Washington actually takes new hostile steps, then it will get a response.
Do I think in reality it will change how Russia is doing business in the cyber world? The answer is no.
U.S. intelligence says Russia's goal was to help President-elect Donald Trump, who continues to question the findings.
I think we ought to get on with our lives. I think the computers have complicated lives very greatly.
House Speaker Paul Ryan slammed the Obama administration, calling the new sanctions overdue. Senator John McCain accused Russia of also meddling with other countries.
It is a threat to the very fundamentals of democracy.
The White House and Congress are still waiting on that broad intelligence community review of Russia hacking. President Obama also hinted to covert actions against the country, but with 3 weeks until Inauguration Day, it would be up to a President Trump to take further action against Russia.